Welcome back to Ask the Expert here on AM 790 WNIS. I'm Damian Hall, and I'm here with Eggleston. EgglestonServices.org is the website to go to for all that you need in Eggleston, as well as the phone number. Always give a call, 757-858-8011. But we're talking to Paul Adkinson, CEO of Eggleston, and Paul Adkinson Jr. right here on this Ask the Expert show. Welcome back. And this half of the show, this is the beginning of the show, we've been talking about transportation and the concerns around it for people with disabilities, and you guys are really shedding some light on some really beneficial services that are available right here in Hampton Roads. Talk to us a little bit more about that for some listeners just joining us.
Yeah, well, you know, your listeners, a lot of your listeners know us as the company that takes donated vehicles and hear the spots on the radio, but what do we do with those vehicles? Paul has an auction every other Saturday, open to the public, but we have a fairly large group of individuals with pretty significant disabilities that actually clean those cars and get them ready, and we do repairs to some vehicles and some of that, and that's every other Saturday, an auction at our military highway location. So that keeps him pretty busy, but he's got a lot of other time. And one of the things is keeping those 60 vehicles that we operate, just transporting, whether it's laundry or shredding services or moving people around to community outings, and, you know, our residential component. Each one of our houses have to have at least one vehicle, in some cases multiple vehicles, and maybe some of those vehicles are wheelchair accessible vehicles. So the automotive center and Paul take care of that fleet of vehicles, and we're always replacing vehicles and servicing vehicles and, you know, wondering why vehicles appear with dents in them and things like that. We deal with that every day. But in addition to that, you know, what we were talking about was to envision, what if you didn't have the ability to transport? And, you know, Paul got involved in some of the activities, because some of those individuals that we employ at the automotive center cleaning cars, we're not getting the best services, and I think that was the impetus for learning more about paratransit and transit in general. So I'd let Paul talk a little more about just that whole evolution and what he's found out from soaking in that world.
Yeah, I started out by working in a capacity overseeing an employment program, and the auto detailers who I was employing had some challenges with transportation. So it's not the kind of challenges with transportation I might face every day, whether it's a flat tire or bad traffic. They get those too, but they get those in a vehicle that they're not driving and they don't have control over the schedule of. So it's really disruptive to their lives, as I was seeing that they would be dropped off late. That affects their paycheck, that affects our production and the things that we need to get done, potentially picked up late as well. Maybe they miss an afternoon activity that they had planned. So they were really lacking autonomy with respect to their transportation, and I wanted to better understand the system to help them advocate for a better outcome. So I learned the system, and I understood the complaint process and saw that that was what we had at our disposal. And I learned the people who are managing the contract, developed personal relationship with them, and eventually joined their advisory board. So really got a good look behind the scenes and understood how to get better transportation services first for my folks, and then replicated that at other sites. So other people at Eggleston receiving employment services or day services could work to get better transportation. And then an outgrowth of that, it wasn't just people who qualified for the Medicaid waiver. They may have had a disability and were coming to Eggleston for one reason or another, but could not get that taxi service. So oftentimes they're using public transportation. Now, if you use public transportation and you have a disability, you don't necessarily qualify for paratransit. But if you cannot use fixed route transportation, you have a disability, then you can qualify for this paratransit. And that's how a lot of people get to our work programs. So I went to understand that system as well, because they oftentimes go to hand in hand. You look at how are people getting to and from Eggleston, and I wanted to learn the spectrum.
So the paratransit is referred to locally as Handy Ride, I guess.
Yes, that's
so
correct.
People are, you know, when you might be, some of our listeners might have family members, it's a complicated system, but it's not a system that you can't navigate. It just requires awareness of what services are available to you. And, you know, if you have a disability, they would encourage you to try to be able to use those fixed bus routes. But if you can't safely use that, you do qualify for Handy Ride or the paratransit system. Then the individuals with even more significant support needs that would qualify for the Medicaid waiver program could benefit from what is essentially a taxi service, where they're going to pick you up at your house or wherever you need to be, your home or your work, and take you to your home or your work. And that is a very specialized service that the contract is held by LogistiCare. It's the same service that you would use if you needed somebody to take you to a medical appointment.
That's right. So it's not just our folks using that Medicaid taxi service. That comparable service is provided to folks on dialysis or things like that. When you talk about people in the community being familiar with Handy Ride, they might see those big buses. They're green and white. They've actually done a lot in recent years to modernize their fleet. So they have a lot of sedans on the street as well.
So though you were saying that you can still use that service under certain conditions, even if you're not, don't have a disability?
The paratransit, no. The two qualifiers, to put it simply, are that one would need to have a documented disability, and they would need to be unable to use fixed route transportation. Okay. There are intricacies to it, and there's an application process that a healthcare practitioner helps to complete. But in a sense, those are the two big things.
Now, are there online resources that maybe could explain it equally as well as you and I have explained it here?
Yeah, I would say HRT's website goes in depth about paratransit service, the breakdown of what's offered, and how one would apply if they would benefit from utilizing that transportation service.
Yeah, a lot of information this hour. Very, very important stuff. So again, you can always go to EggletonServices.org to get in touch with people that can help you out. If any of this interests you, my friends, go to the website EggletonServices.org and get involved with Eggleston and your community through EggletonServices.org, or give them a call, 858-8011 for Eggleston Services. And we'll be back right after the quick Fox News break with more on this Ask the Expert show.